Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetri speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I've seen a charge on my checking account, and I wonder what this is. Who is this? Who are you with?
Yes, ma'am. We're a third-party call center. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors. So we had to pull up the account to see what you're in charge for. How much is the charge?
$59.89,
you said?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. Provide me with your zip code.
62869.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Glenda O'Neill.
Thank you. But do you see that here? And can you verify the shipping address, please?
541 County Road 900E, North City, Illinois.
Thank you. What do you see here? This is for our contest entry?
No.
Do you remember entering for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No. Did not.
Okay. Do you think anybody in your household maybe did this?
Nope. I'm the only one that's up. I'm the only one that's here.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, I can get you transferred over to the fraud department where they can help you out better with this.
Okay.
Just they will conduct an investigation with that fraud investigation for you. Just provide me a few seconds while I get you transferred over. I'm going to cancel out the account also so you don't get any further billings.
That's a good thing because I've already called my bank and canceled my debit card. So
gotcha.
It's not going to get paid.
Okay. Okay. Well, I have the account notated. I'm about to get you transferred over now. You should be on a brief hold for a second. After that hold, the fraud specialist is going to be online waiting for you.
You canceled that?
Yes, ma'am. I canceled the account, so that stops you from getting any further charges. And I'm getting you transferred over now. Like I said, you should be on hold for a few seconds. After that hold,
okay.
A fraud specialist is going to be online waiting for you. And I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.